you would have to be intentionally refusing to acknowledge what the scriptures say to offer the suggestion that, well, that's excluding half of the human race. No. I gave an example from a Roman Catholic scholar, Paul Minkowski, and he has this marvelous little analogy that he gives, and he offers this little scenario. He says, you know, imagine there's a female zookeeper who's new on the job, and she's told to go feed the animals. So she's going from cage to cage, and she comes upon a cage that says, caution, man-eating tiger. And Minkowski says, now, is she allowed to come to the conclusion that because she's not a man, that she can enter that cage with impunity and go feed that tiger and not have any concerns about her well-being? Obviously not. And probably the irony of the situation wouldn't even occur to her as she bumps into that sign that says, caution, man-eating tiger. She's not going to sit there and think, man-eating, is that referring to all people or just to men? It's so obvious that it's almost laughable. It's kind of funny. And so there's almost this practical, visceral reaction we get when we see, you know, the signs, caution, man-eating tiger. And we don't even think twice that, you know, oh, that's only referring to men. But understand that that word is intended to apply to all people. And the same thing really goes with the creed, too, in that regard of this phrase from the creed and our understanding of what this means. It's just almost self-evident